Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Well, this was just a fantastic election day in most places, except with my friend Mike Zenege, who did not win the mayorship of the city of Overland Park. He came up 500 votes short against Kurt Skoog. We were at the watch party in Overland Park on Tuesday night, Jessica and myself, around a bunch of great conservative people, a lot of them volunteers, some of them been in the business for a long time, a lot of them friends of Mike's, and it was just a tremendous group of people. There were other candidates there. Derek Schmidt came by, who's going to be running for the governor of the state of Kansas, and spoke for a moment or two and met pretty much everyone there. It was an honor to be invited to the event. We were privileged to be there, and I felt terrible for Mike. I've never been to an event like that or a watch party like that on an election night, and it's a sinking feeling when the candidate doesn't win. You can see the hurt in their eyes. There were a couple of other people who ran for local school boards or council members there that were victorious. One did not, and you could see the hurt in his eyes. It was just a really, you know, difficult situation when somebody doesn't win. There was high optimism at the Mayor for Mike evening, and I think everybody there believed he was going to win. The first week of early voting was very good for Mike Zenege, but then the second week or leading up to Election Day was not good. He was trailing coming into the day. They were 10 points down heading into Election Day. They knew that. They got that earlier in the day. They knew they were 10 points down. They expected conservatives would turn out on Election Day, and they did, but they needed 500 more conservatives is all in Overland Park to win the mayorship. So Kurt Skoog wins it, and it's not the end of the world. He's not a crazy liberal. Skoog, for the better part of his time on city council in Overland Park, has been a Republican. He's not been a conservative, but he's been a Republican, a rhino, one of the rhinos. And he kind of dropped that in April, and I think he pivoted left for this election and started trying to paint Mike Zenege as too much of a far-right Trump whatever. And maybe it worked, maybe it didn't. Skoog didn't do a lot. He didn't campaign a lot. He basically ran on name recognition. He had the endorsement of the former mayor. He had the endorsement of pretty much everyone that's been the political machine in Overland Park. Mike for mayor was an outsider, a businessman trying to come in and do some great things for the city, for conservatives. And in the end, the swampiness of the people that have been in the council and running the government, many of them Republicans. These are not, Overland Park is not a crazy liberal place, folks. Don't get me wrong here, okay? Overland Park is fine. Overland Park is just fine. It's just that it could be so much better. It has so much potential to be better. And that's what Mike Zenege was about. Kurt Skoog is the status quo. Overland Park won't change much. They've had the same mayor for 100 years, and now they're going to hand it over to Skoog, and he'll be hard to beat going forward because he's been on the council forever. He's got name recognition. People know who he is. I don't like his attitude. I don't like his demeanor. I think he just looks like one of these cocky, arrogant guys that's been in government for a long time. And you know, it's city council of Overland Park, for crying out loud. He's not a United States senator. Right? He's not working at the White House. He's the mayor of Overland Park, and he walks around like he's the cock of the walk, and I don't like it. But he's not a crazy far-left guy, so I don't think he's going to destroy Overland Park or anything like that. But that was pretty much it. Other than that, it was a huge night. Blue Valley School District, conservatives take the school board back. Olathe School District, Jenny for Olathe. Yes, Jennifer Gilmore, who was on this podcast last week. We almost had a clean sweep. 500 more votes for Mike, and all three candidates that we had on the podcast last week would have won because Jennifer Gilmore wins in Olathe. Are you ready for this? And you made the difference. I promise you, the listeners, this podcast made the difference because I personally got 11 or 12 people to go vote for Jennifer Gilmore that are neighbors of mine, friends, people in our school district. I got a great email I'll share with you in a moment. I won't give you the name of a gentleman who he and his wife voted 3 minutes prior to closing last night for Jennifer Gilmore. She won by 32 votes on the Olathe School Board, the at-large position. It was a clean sweep. The conservatives got them all. They're taking over the Olathe schools, taking over the Blue Valley schools. This is a huge change. I don't know. My kids all went to Olathe schools. I don't think conservatives ever ran that board. Ever. Ever. And I was fine with the schools until now. And now we're putting conservatives on these school boards for the first time ever. This is going to be fantastic. The epic fail was in the Shawnee Mission School District in the Kansas City area. And there's no other way to say this than The conservative candidates that ran there had no chance. That district is lost. It is gone. We should have known it when they changed the name of my high school from Shawnee-Mission North Indians to Shawnee-Mission North Bison, that they had full control. They were not losing control. They're going to mask. They're going to jab. They're going to do whatever they want to these kids. I will say this to parents in the Shawnee-Mission School District. This will be a very difficult decision for you. I understand this. I grew up in the Shawnee-Mission School District. I went to Shawnee-Mission schools. I'm proud of the education I got. I cannot get that education today. They will not teach kids today what they taught me growing up in the Shawnee-Mission School District. And all of the great alums that have changed the world around America from the Shawnee-Mission School District. Forever, the standard bearer in Kansas City of school districts. It was. The conservatives got trounced in the Shawnee-Mission School District. There is a giant pocket of liberal elites in Prairie Village, Fairway, areas over by State Line that have complete control of that school district. Complete and utter control of it. They are wealthy. It's the Shawnee-Mission East area. They are uber wealthy. They are uber liberal. And they are incredibly motivated, organized, and successful at what they're doing to the school district. The Shawnee-Mission School District is toast. It's gone. Forget about it. I'm not going to stop any conservative parent from running for school board positions there, but you're not going to win. These were beatdowns. I mean, they were beatdowns. That school district is, it's like Quentin Lucas running for mayor in Kansas City, Missouri. You're not winning that district. The Shawnee-Mission School District is toast. For parents who now see this, or if you know people with kids in the Shawnee-Mission School District, and you know they're conservative and they're concerned about their education, and we see the teacher of the year, you know, getting fired because of, you know, not wearing a mask and doing the things that are going on and losing all these teachers to private schools, they can have it. I know this is a really hard decision. For so many parents, it is time to put a for sale sign in your yard. Your house has never been worth more. Let the liberals come in. Let them buy it. Let them pay you too much money. And move to the Olathe or Blue Valley School District, because we got those sumbitch school districts back. We got them back, baby. We got them. We got those school districts. Make the move. Olathe and Blue Valley. Big sweeps with conservatives for the first time I can ever remember. Big, important change in Olathe and Blue Valley. I know it's a tough move. I can't more highly recommend doing it. I'm the Olathe School District. I'm so proud of Jennifer Gilmore. I'm so proud of the clean sweep across the board of the positions on the school board in Olathe and the change of the composition of this board. Same thing in Blue Valley. This is exactly what happened in Virginia, folks. Okay? In the state of Virginia, parents, concerned parents about what's happening in their schools, went to the polls and voted for Glenn Youngkin and made him governor of Virginia. I said on the podcast several times, I'll believe it when I see it in Virginia. Well, I saw it. It was an over 13-point swing from last November. Now, two things are in play. There are two theories as to what's happened here in Virginia. There are two theories. I'll get back to the local races in a moment. There's two theories in Virginia as to what happened. One is Democrat policies are so unpopular, people woke up and said, hell no, and they flipped. The people in the middle flipped and said, and they voted for Youngkin, who's a good candidate. That's one thing that happened. The other possibility, and I guess it could be a combination of the two. The other possibility is we know Virginia miraculously somehow came up with 300,000 Biden votes overnight last November when Trump was doing very well in Virginia. People are like, whoa, Trump's doing pretty well in Virginia here. Trump's doing pretty well. He's doing pretty well. And then whoop, he loses Virginia big by 10 points. A lot of that happened overnight, as you recall. Not unlike some of the other states. Pennsylvania was the whopper of all of them. It was the mother of all, you know, closed poll turnarounds, 800,000 vote lead by Trump, and he loses Pennsylvania. So I don't know. I'm not saying I know. Listen, there's plenty of people out there, and I spoke with many of them last night, that absolutely believe that what happened last November was a complete fraud, that Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes, that was a complete fraud, and that perhaps what they did last night in New Jersey and Virginia, New Jersey, with Phil Murphy and Jack Cittarelli, it's sitting right there as a toss-up right now. It could go either way. I think we know how these either way things go as the days drag on. We know that the Democrat wins. They'll find some mail-in votes or something. But there is a thought that they stood down last night. They said, let's just see what the real numbers are, that this is their dry run. Let's see what's happening in places. Now let's figure out how to rig it next November or in 24. I saw enough abnormalities in voting, ballot dumps, mail-ins, giant sacks and boxes of votes being delivered at 3 a.m. I saw enough of that 12 months ago to be smart enough to say I'm not discounting that. I am not a giant conspiracy theorist. I told you the night of the election, it doesn't matter whether they cheated or not, we're not getting this changed. They're not overturning this election. It's not going to happen. It just doesn't happen. We deal with it. We let Biden and the liberals run things. And to be honest, the next year, the best thing that can happen, because he's a lame duck president at this point, it's a lame duck administration. If they get some sort of infrastructure thing passed, we can all live with that. The best thing that can happen over the next year is complete mayhem with the Democrats. Keep calling people racists. Keep going after masks and mandates. Just keep trying to lock things down and shut things down. Keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. Because what I saw on Tuesday night was America saying, hell no, the pandemic is over. We don't care anymore. We're taking our schools back. We're taking back. The Republicans and conservatives always, this is the important part. It's the important message today. And I gave this message after we lost last November. The important part to remember is conservatives always win on the issues. Always. You poll Americans about issues and America is conservative. It isn't close. It isn't close. The Democrats are the far better campaigners because they have done a number on Americans over the last 50 years, convincing you that if you don't vote for Democrats, somehow you're a bad person. That, you know, we don't like the Republicans or the conservatives over here because, you know, they don't want to give away this free money and they don't want to do this and they're racists. And so they convince you that you're just morally a better person if you vote for a Democrat. Well, that's peeling away for them through things like critical race theory, through defunding the police, which just got the hell beat out of it last night. I mean, just destroyed locally, Clay County, law enforcement, tax. We want to tax people in Clay County more money for the cops. 77% of the people said yes. We'll pay more tax to help the police. Independence Police Initiative, 75% said yes. Minneapolis, defund the police on the ballot, gets destroyed. This is George Floyd country. George Floyd country. No, we love our police. We want our police. We will not defund our police. This is what happened everywhere. Schools. Youngkin beats McAuliffe. McAuliffe says, no, the parents shouldn't be interfering with the schools. We Democrats know, and our friends in the teachers union, we know what to teach your kids. You don't, we do. We're smarter than you. And parents went, hell no. We want a say in what our kids are learning. We don't want you teaching them critical race theory. We don't want you indoctrinating them as liberals in schools. We're taking the schools back. In Kansas City, Kansas, the new mayor is Tyrone Garner. He's a retired lawman. In Kansas City, Kansas, they said, we want a strong law enforcement official running the city. That's what we want, a retired lawman. In Buffalo, New York, on Tuesday night, the Democrat candidate on the ballot was backed by AOC. She's a far leftist, crazy leftist, crazy cray-cray, like AOC cray-cray. She gets Bernie, crazy Bernie, and AOC to come to Buffalo and campaign for her. She shockingly in June wins the primary against the sitting mayor, who's a Democrat. She primaries the sitting mayor, who's a Democrat. Buffalo's a working class city, folks. This isn't New York City, okay? Buffalo's a working class city. And yes, they have a Democrat mayor. It's a conservative Democrat. And the people on the left wanted that mayor out. They wanted so they ran this lady. This younger 39-year-old lady, they run her against in the primary and she wins because the crazoids come out in the primary and AOC and Bernie are behind it and boom, she's the candidate. So what happens? The dude that's governor says this is, or I'm sorry, that's mayor of Buffalo says this is going to be hard, but this woman's crazy. I'm still going to run for my office. I am not on the ballot. This is really important. I am not on the ballot. You're going to have to write in my name. But I'm mayor right now, and I want to be your mayor again. And she's nuts. She's crazy. And AOC's crazy, and Bernie's crazy. And they want to do all these things. Here's how to write in my name. And he did PSAs, he did ads and different things of how you have to write it in. And it has to be spelled right. And all these other, the freaking guy won. AOC and Bernie's candidate was the only one on the ballot and lost. Because people went in and wrote in somebody else's name. Because they didn't want craziness. I'm telling you, it was nothing but good news Tuesday night. Except for my man Mike. And he was hurt. And he's not a politician. And he's going to move on. A lot of people ask me, you think Mike is going to run for mayor again or be in politics? He said last night, no. He's retired. He was a tremendously successful executive with Applebee's and AMC Theaters. He's a good dude. He's got a great family. They're conservative to the core. I think his son is moving on from professional baseball. He's been a double-A baseball player. Mike Zinnege's a huge sports fan. He's a lucky man. He's retired and healthy and vibrant and smart. And I'm sure he's got a bucket list of things he wants to do. And being mayor of Overland Park would have been fantastic. And he would have been great for Overland Park, but it didn't happen. But as far as I'm concerned, it's the only bad thing that happened. I can't get too upset about the Shawnee Mission School District. I can't. It's just lost. It's just gone. It's the way things happen, and it's gone. My man Mark Hamill of the Johnson County Board of Trustees, Johnson County Community College, who was on KKHI last week, was the number one vote getter for Johnson County Community College Board of Trustees. You got to vote for four. We voted for a couple, Hamill and Malnar. Malnar, by my calculation, this one's harder to look up. I just looked at all the different tallies. By my calculation, he did not finish in the top four. But Hamill's going to go in there and raise a little hell. This is not good for Malnar because Hamill was promoting Malnar right and left. And I don't know what Malnar was doing or if he was not organized on the sidelines or what he was doing. But he was conservative, and there's really no reason that people should. Apparently, a lot of people went in and punched Hamill and nothing else because he crushed it. And trying to tag Malnar along didn't necessarily work. It was close. He was a very high vote getter. Malnar had a lot of votes, but we maybe needed to do a better job of you got to hit Hamill and Malnar on this thing. But that's going to help with the composition of Johnson County Community College, and these educational entities are very, very important. 21% turnout in Overland Park last night is the highest anybody can ever remember in the city of Overland Park in an off-year election. 21% turnout. We saw some stunning numbers all over the place. The toss-up in Trenton, they're calling it, between Phil Murphy and Jack Cittarelli running for governor of New Jersey, this is shocking, folks. Voter registration in New Jersey, there are 1 million more registered Democrats than Republicans, and this race is a toss-up today. It's going to take a while. I think it's going to take days, and then it's going to be contested before anything's decided in New Jersey. We've seen major swings all over the country. We've talked about mayor races. We've talked about police initiatives. We've talked about school boards. This was really solid. This happened when I was younger. I became a conservative in 1980 when Ronald Reagan was elected. I didn't get to vote for him because I was only 15. I didn't get to vote for him. I was 15. But I had a car, and I knew how much gas cost, and I sat in line, and I watched the hostages on TV being held in Iran. And Jimmy Carter was president, and mortgage rates were 17%, and everything sucked, and people weren't proud to be American. We were coming out of the Vietnam War. People were not proud to be American. And Reagan came along and said, no, that ain't the way this is going to work. And I saw it, and I watched it, and I bought in because I didn't like the way things were. This was the beginning of that last night. We need this to continue. I know this sounds awful. We need these Biden crazoids to just be as nutty, flaky, creepy, urban, elite, liberal as they can possibly be the next 3 years, leading up to 24. We need them to double down on all this stuff. Double down on masks. Double down on critical race theory. Every crazy thing you're trying to do, double, triple down, please. America is watching. We are paying attention. We are getting involved at the local level. When you see stories like Jennifer Gilmore in the Olathe School District out of nowhere, Jenny for Olathe, she's a mom. And she can't take it anymore for her kids. And she runs, and she's aggressive. She's clearly the mama bear, okay? They reached out to me and said, and her friends reached out to me and said, she's got to get on your podcast. And I had a hard decision to make because I'm like, okay, I got this podcast, and I'm looking for a broad audience. We talk about issues here, And there are not very many people that listen to this podcast, a few hundred maybe, that would be eligible to vote in the Olathe School District, right? Because we got listeners in 50 states. We got them all over Kansas City, all over big places. But it's a pretty small area, Olathe School Board. And I thought, should I do this or should I not do that? Am I turning voters off? Am I not? And then I thought, well, the message needs to be this. If you don't live in Olathe, tell somebody about Jennifer Gilmore. If you've got a sister that lives in Olathe, tell her. Go vote for Jenny. Same thing, Mike for mayor. If you don't live in Overland Park, find somebody in Overland Park, tell them to go vote Mike for mayor. And this audience right here at KKHI, we can do this, and we can affect these races. And I received this email from a gentleman. I woke up to this morning. He sent this at 3 a.m. to me. He says, Kevin, I just thought I'd let you know I was listening to your election podcast Tuesday evening, including your interview with Olathe School Board candidate Jennifer Gilmore while driving home from a client meeting in Liberty. I must admit, I was a bit late in locking into your Johnson County election podcast special, despite plans to do so earlier. However, while I was listening, I was rushing home to get to the polls. Honestly, I got to my voting station with 3 minutes to spare at 6:57 p.m. I live in the Olathe School District. Among my votes was conservative Jennifer Gilmore. During the returns flashing on TV shortly after 9 p.m., she was trailing by 300 votes with 92% in. I thought it did not look good in a lower size voting pool. However, suddenly with 100% reporting, as I listened to Channel 9, they showed Jenny for Olathe winning by just 32 votes with over 25,000 votes cast. Wow, it was really close. And somehow, from some areas of our county, thankfully, she pulled it out. He shows me emojis of thumbs up and big muscle arms. Likely your podcast had a real impact here. Even if only 100 people voted for her, likely more based upon listening to this podcast, that was the difference. Pretty cool, and I'm sure you're quite pleased. I am quite pleased. I'm pleased because I personally found a dozen people to go vote for, of friends. I've received emails from people who weren't going to. I've received emails from many of you in all of these places, Lansing, Topeka, Shawnee Heights, all over the place, said thank you for telling us who to vote for. We wrote it down, we walked in, we punched it, because we don't normally vote in these elections, and even if we do vote in these elections, we look at it and we go, I don't know who to vote for. Derek Schmidt was at the event last night. He's going to be running for governor of Kansas. I'm going to get him on the podcast. I'm going to press an issue. And I could be, I'm a novice. I could be completely wrong about this. I could be absolutely wrong about this. But my belief at this point, until somebody convinces me otherwise, is if we get a hold of everything in Kansas and everything in Missouri, one of the things we need to do after 2022 with new governors and new people in charge, and if we get control, is eliminate nonpartisan voting. It's absurd. I believe last night, if Kurt Skoog in Overland Park had to put a donkey by his name and run as a Democrat, he would have lost. Somehow he ran as something nonpartisan, a guy who'd been Republican a while, but he's gone left and the Democrats can like him. And, oh, we'll just paint Mike for mayor over here as conservative and nobody wants somebody that's extreme. And somehow it worked for him. And I don't think he wins Overland Park if there's a donkey by his name. I think the laws need to change. I think voters, if we're going to do what we can to really help with voting, let's help them when they get to the polls to identify who to vote for. I voted. I didn't even know this. I do a podcast. I'm doing this for a living now. I did not know I was voting for water district commissioners. And I got in there and I went, I have no idea. I passed. I didn't know who to vote for, so I didn't. I don't know how a water district commissioner can affect my life or change things, but I'm sure there's a way. And no matter what, I'd rather have conservatives on that board with the water district than non-conservatives. I know this. I know they'll keep the taxes down on the thing. I know they'll try to run it more efficiently. I just know what it's about. I would love to have known who they were. That's on me. But we need to pass legislation that says you cannot be on a ballot unless you declare in this country three options. Well, actually, you can declare another party. If you want to be Libertarian or Green Party or whatever, you can do that too. You either declare your party or you declare your independent. And that's it. That the way people know. You go to the polls and you vote. In Kansas and Missouri, this is a winning opportunity for conservatives and Republicans, in my opinion. You're going to lose the Shawnee Mission School District. You're going to lose Kansas City, Missouri mayor. You know, there's places you know you're going to lose because they're going to see Democrat and vote for him. Let them have it. Let them have it. Every place that's purple or blended is going to go red. People will. We win on the issues. We absolutely, positively, 1,000% win on the issues. That's how it works. KKHI is brought to you by BStock.net in Olathe. It is Black Friday all month long at BStock.net. Typically 30% off the prices at Nebraska Furniture Mart or Best Buy. You will save money on TVs this holiday season. Or Dell laptops, Apple computers, anything electronics. It's at BStock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Their best deal right now is this gorgeous 65-inch Samsung TV for $450. You're kidding me. You're absolutely kidding me. That's hundreds off other places. BStock.net online or visit in person, 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. It's the old Toys R Us building. It's Black Friday all month long. Merriam Body Shop. Okay, so my buddy, but you know my buddy Jack Harry. Everybody knows Jack Harry. His son Tyler and my son Spencer are friends. We grew up playing golf together a little bit, a couple times a year. Jack and I would get together and we'd take our sons with us and we would play golf. And they've always enjoyed that. And Tyler and Spencer have stayed in touch. And Tyler's a very successful young family man here in Kansas City. He's rising the corporate chain with Quick Trip Corporation, and he's just an awesome young man. And a few weeks ago, I think I mentioned to you guys that I played golf with Jack, and we went to the casino afterwards. And Tyler met up with us and came by for a few minutes. And we saw him, and we walked out after we were done to the parking lot, and he had a dent on his truck. I said, dude, you got to go see my guy Brad or Justin over at Merriam Body Shop. He goes, really? I took it up here to like Victory Ford or something, and they gave me, I said, trust me, get a second quote at Merriam Body Shop. So he does this. This is a great story. Tyler takes his truck there. Brad gets involved. Brad's a friend of mine. Brad owns the place. Justin's awesome over at Merriam Body Shop. I don't think there's any special favors here. I've told you what they do. They not only fix your car, all right, they clean it up and detail it when they're done. They return it to you showroom new. Nobody does that. Corporate guys don't do that. Tyler takes it in. He said they found two more things. One was structural. They found two more things from the guy who hit him with the truck and said, we'll fix these two. Insurance has got this covered that the other place wasn't going to do. He said, so I already felt better that my car was going to be safer and fixed better and done right, that they found this and it wasn't going to cost me. I'm paying my deductible either way, right? He says, they go through this thing, they get it done. He goes, Kevin, he called me yesterday. He was like giddy. He was shaking, driving in his truck after he picked it up. He said, I can't believe this truck. This truck's never looked this. They detail, it's clean. They detail the whole thing. I don't even recognize it. He said they went through and put new headlight lamps in for him because they put LEDs in because they didn't like the ones that he had. And they, something with his taillights where he had these tape things over them, not for structure of tape, but I don't know, they were too bright or they fixed it. He goes, I can't believe what they've done to my truck here. And it didn't cost me anything more. This is, I actually saved money from where I was going to be at the other place. He goes, I'm going to tell everybody I know, Merriam Body Shop. I'm telling you about this body shop because this is real. This is legit. There are no businesses out there like this. They want your car to look better than you do. These guys are freaks. That's what I'm going to tell you about Merriam Body Shop and the new car image. I'm not kidding. And I got a couple buddies that are freaks about their cars. They're freaks. And neither one of them's been there yet. Like, you guys got to go get your car detailed at the new car image at Merriam Body Shop because they're over the top crazy. I'm just telling you, they're nuts. Brad's nuts. He's a friend of mine. He's crazy. He's crazy about cars. They're just crazy about them looking right. MerriamBodyShop.com. Call this number if you want to get a detail of your car. 913-362-1198. They're nuts. That's the only way I can describe it is they're crazy. They're crazy about your car. Roberts Robinson's also crazy about your car. If you need repairs, mechanical repairs, or maintenance, Roberts Robinson will do that for you. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs, we just make it easy. They're getting more cars in stock right now, so they've got more inventory to see right now at robertsrobinson.com, or you can build your ride. You know, the majority of the people don't want to build their own car. They want to see a car and say, that's the one I want, and drive it off the lot. We understand this. We're conditioned to do this. Don't be afraid to build your own car. I've done it a couple of times. It's so easy. And here's the deal. If you don't like it when it shows up, you don't have to take it. There's nothing holding you to it. They'll keep it on the lot and sell it to somebody else if you don't like it. The car I've got, the Blazer right now, I'd never seen the color. And Mike said, honestly, Kevin, we never had one that color here. The Blazers are new. We've never had the pewter metallic. We've never had that. I can't tell you. I said, I think it's going to look great. He says, I do too. And the bottom line was this. When I went and saw it at the dealership, if I didn't like it, I'd say, pass. They would have sold. Of course, they would have sold it to somebody else within a week. They don't care. Order the car. Bring it in. If you don't like it exactly like it is, walk away. No big deal. RobertsRobinson.com and Chevrolet. Find new roads. And, man, our sponsors are incredible. I've been talking about this guy, Mark Lindquist. I met a lady last night at the event we were at, the Mike Vermeer event. And she is in healthcare, in surgeries. And she doesn't like the vaccine. And she's not going to get it. And she's had COVID, and she's a younger lady. And I said, I respect that. I'm in the same boat. And she said, I think I'm about to lose my job. And I said, you're going to lose your job over that. And she said, yep. And the gentleman next to her, and they knew each other, and I didn't know either one of them before last night, said, I've been trying to talk her into going to her own private business and do what she does for herself and be self-employed so she doesn't have to deal with this crap again. And I said, it's funny because I've got a sponsor of my podcast who's got a business right now that is recruiting smart people like you, okay, that are worried about losing their job. He's not generally recruiting. Okay? This isn't, hey, Mark can't find people to work for him. The people that work there are well paid. They love working there. They're around other conservatives. 360 Document Solutions is a great company. It's all over the state of Kansas. He's got positions all over the state. If you don't live in Kansas City, there may be a position for you in Dodge City or Wichita or Topeka or something like that. Also anywhere in western Missouri. If you're in even Warrensburg, Odessa, Grain Valley, Harrisonville, there's positions available with this company. If you're in a spot where you may lose your job because you're not taking the vaccine, Mark wants to talk to you. He wants to be your safety net. He wants to hire people. He's looking for IT technicians. He's looking for sales reps. You can make a lot of money with this company if you're in sales. If you are good at sales and you want to sell, you can make a lot of money at 360 Document Solutions and work for somebody you know and trust. They're not going to poke around in your personal life. That's their commitment. Call Mark. If you know somebody that fits into this category, he wants to speak with you. 913-745-5344. That's 745-5344. Online at 360documentsolutions.com. Top notch, folks. Just top notch. All these people are. I tell you what, man, this is crazy. I'm sitting here. I cannot tell you, and maybe you don't want to hear it. Look, if you're having a bad day, you got something going on in your world. I've been through that the last few months. My mom was really sick. We went through a lot of health scares with her. Everybody has things they deal with. We have pockets in life. You know, I equate this to, if you ever go to a lake and you're on a boat and you throw the anchor out and you're just floating around, maybe having a beer in the water, and the water's nice, temperature's good, and then every now and then you feel a burst of cold. It's a hot day. Then you feel a burst of cold water across your feet on the bottom of your feet, or just the opposite. On days where the water maybe is a little too cool and you wish it was a little bit warmer, every now and then you'll just be hanging there in the water and some warm water will come across your feet and you can feel the different pockets of water and the temperatures of the water. Life is like that. We all have that. Okay, so the pocket I'm in today is the warm water. Like, I was around some of the best people you'll ever meet last night at this event. Tremendous conservative patriot Americans, great people. We just moved into a new home. I love my wife. I love my dog. My kids are doing well. They're grown. They're healthy. They're off the freaking payroll, for crying out loud. Love them to death. My mom is kicking it. She's just doing great. I'm just so happy. It's just, we're blessed. Let's capitalize on that. And enjoy those days and enjoy those moments for what they are and spread the cheer and spread the joy and spread the happiness and get out of this. Woe is me. I got to wear a mask. COVID's over. It's done, folks. It's done. And it's just not worth it. Life's too short. It sounds so simple, but just be happy. Find a way. If you're going through a tough time right now, lean on your friends, your relatives. They're there for you. It's all good. But man, I'm just in a great mood today. I'm feeling good. I feel good. I'm feel good about where this country's going. I always feel good when Americans, when voters know the issues. That's why I named this show Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. It's a broad word. It applies to sports. You know I don't like to sit here and talk about box scores and statistics. You know that. You know that. I think that's the worst audio format ever. I don't know why they do it on sports radio all the time. I guess it brings the 20-somethings in. And they sit there on the devices and start looking up statistics. That's great. Knock yourself out. To me, life is about issues. It's about things. And we talk about issues a lot here. Life has issues. Your life, my life, whatever. But I'm in a warm pocket of water right now. I'm just having a great day and feel really good. I'm looking at the sun coming up out here. It's just a good thing. There's good things happening, folks. I know it's been a long year, a long couple of years. Find a way. Find a way to make it work. Find a way to be happy. It's good. It's worthy. Find a way to be happy for Jorge Soler. Jorge Soler is the MVP of the World Series. Can you believe that? This guy was hitting like .190 for the Royals. They dump him. He goes off with the Braves. Doesn't do much, to be honest. But then starts to kind of find it. And listen to me. If you ever listen to me say anything about sports, listen to me say this. If Jorge Soler is on, put him in the lineup. Dude had 48 home runs a couple of years ago, led the American League. He is strong. He is the World Series MVP. That's crazy. Somehow, some way, Terrence Gore was a part of this team, and he won a World Series ring. I don't know how. I've looked it up. I can't even find his 2021 stats. I don't know what he did. But he was there. I saw him celebrating. And if you're in uniform and you're celebrating, you're getting a ring. You did something at some point to get a ring. And I'm finding the positive here, folks. I don't even care about this. This is just the way sports works. Listen to this laundry list of people you may have heard of with the Braves that just won World Series rings. Jorge Soler, Terrence Gore, Kevin Seitzer, former Royal and former Royals hitting coach. Sal Fasano. You guys remember Sal Fasano? Sal Fasano and Kevin Seitzer might have been teammates back in the day. They may have crossed over. I think Seitzer might be just a little bit older than Fasano. I'll have to look that up. Will Smith, do you remember he was here? He had a big role in this thing, pitching great. Jesse Chavez, that's 6 rings passed out to the Atlanta Braves, to former Royals and former members of this organization. Doesn't bother me at all. I'm glad Houston lost. I had a little wager with a friend. I had the Braves in the series. I'm pretty good with that. I'm just happy they won. It was... it would have been really nice if somebody from the Braves had said something last night, or the fans had chanted, "Let's go, Brandon," or something, with the commissioner standing there on the stage. Rob Manfred is standing there with these people he stole the All-Star game from, and now he's got to hand him the World Series trophy. It's fantastic. It's justice. This, again, is the warm water that we're floating in. This is a pocket of warm water. The Atlanta Braves had the All-Star game stolen from them and just won the World Series and said, "You ain't taking this stage away from us." And I'm sorry, if I was the owner, the CEO standing there, I would have said it. I'd have just flat sat out, said it. You can take the All-Star game from us, but you can't take this trophy from us. That would have been so fantastic. Wow. Those Braves are some cigar smoking boys now. Did you see that? One of the coaches had a giant box of cigars under his arm, and he's just sucking away on this thing. He's passing them out to players, and it's not a very windy night, so it's not all blowing away. It's just waffling. The smoke is just waffling on the podium there on the field by the third base dugout. And, man, there must have been a dozen of these Braves players and coaches just sucking in the cigars and the smoke everywhere, and it was just fantastic. It was just fantastic. A great, great night. We'll do more on football and sports as the week goes on KKHI. As always, we'll have more for you. But nice election show. It was a good day. It was a good day to be a conservative in America. We're going to keep our fingers crossed on what's going on in New Jersey. That would be absolutely amazing if the Republican won in New Jersey. Unprecedented. But the 13 or 14 point swing in 1 year in Virginia is going to have a lot of people asking now. There's going to be a lot of fallout. We're going to ask, should Trump run? Because I don't think there's any question if Trump ran in Virginia right now, he'd lose. Should Trump run, or would Ron DeSantis have a better chance of winning a state like Virginia? Should Trump run? It's a big question. Or were the Trump numbers fake last November? And this is really what should have happened. Trump really actually should have won in all these places, but it was stolen. We don't know. We don't know, but I've never seen anything like this. Listen, I'm an optimistic guy, and I've been saying for a couple of weeks to my buddies, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, you call me back when Youngkin beats McAuliffe. I just figured it was close. They'll steal it. Well, it looks like they stood down on this one. You know what? They didn't find 300,000 votes overnight like they did last November. All of a sudden, they didn't find it. I'm sitting here on Wednesday. They didn't find them overnight like they did a year ago. That didn't happen. Now, will it happen next November? I don't know. Goodness sakes, I don't know. But man, police initiatives won. Conservatives won. School board members. There's never been conservatives on school boards ever in your lifetime. This just not happened. And it's taking place in places now. And this is where you can pick and choose where to live. If that matters to you, this will be our own way of school choice. If your kids are going to public schools, I'm using Johnson County as the example. Oh, and by the way, the 21% turnout that I mentioned that was up, they're crediting all this because in Kansas, you remember last April, Missouri had their elections on all these things that we're voting on in Kansas last night. So Missouri had those in April. When you vote in April, the turnout is always low. This is a Democrat ploy. This is what they do. They want low turnout. That's how you win Kansas City, Missouri mayor every time, everything. They want lower turnout. They don't want conservative uprisings like we saw last night in Olathe, Blue Valley, Johnson County. They don't want to see that. Johnson County officials say that in Wyandotte County, moving the election to November has increased the number of people that are voting. This is a good thing, right? Isn't that what we're all looking for? The reason it's up, I think Missouri needs to do the same thing. They need to move in November. Imagine what would have happened on school boards in Lee's Summit and Blue Springs last night. Park Hill. Imagine what would have happened in those school districts if they were voting last night instead of April. Just what's happened since April in this country with Joe Biden as president. Imagine the difference it would make on the local school boards and the things going on in those school districts in Missouri if they had voted last night instead of in April. You get your chance next year. Take the time to find out who to vote for on the lesser elections. Definitely do that. KKHI wants to thank Back 9 Development online at back9development.com. Custom home builder, TJ Vilkanskas, give you a private tour of the Solheim condominiums at Grandmere, back9development.com. Buck Roofing and Construction, Ron Buck built the roof over my head, and you'll sleep well knowing he fixed the roof over your head. If you call 913-384-2680 for Buck Roofing. Fry Orthodontics, first appointment is free. If you listen to KKHI, your smile is just the start. There's free retainers for life, Invisalign the same price as braces, and they take pride in making every appointment on time, every time. And of course, John Hutchins at Amazing Garage Floors, he wants me to let you know, you're now looking at the spring to get your driveway sealed. The nights are too cool. It's too moist. Can't do it. If you want to seal your driveway, you can get on the schedule for the spring, which is not a bad idea anyway. You'll be okay until the spring. But if you want a new garage floor, they're going to continue to do those the next couple of months because those are sort of indoor. They can close the garage door and it's good. They're going to be doing mine at the end of November. If you want that new garage floor, he's taking appointments for that. 913-901-7139. That's amazinggaragefloors.net. Hutch is awesome. These guys that run these businesses, you're going to love them if you do business with them. And I can't thank you enough for doing that. Thank you to the folks that I met last night at the Mike for Mayor watch party and the people with the Johnson County Republican Party. Looking forward to speaking with that group at an event coming up soon. They asked me to come speak, and I'm looking forward to doing that and being involved in any way that I can. And this is the way I'm going to be involved, and I encourage you in some way to get involved. Not give up what you do in your life. Not quit on everything and say, I'm out, I'm going into this. Just find a way, whether it's knocking on doors in your neighborhood, texting your friends, starting a Facebook group, something that says, hey, there's this candidate that I know that I think you should vote for would be really good. You can't believe what happens if you can go get 5 or 10 votes for somebody, somehow, some way, putting signs in yards, anything you can do. I think we learned that on Tuesday night. It's a beautiful day. Thanks for listening. Kevin Kietzman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzman Has Issues. presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.